Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is my wife, Claire Butterfield. And we, on this show, try to figure out one thing each and every week. Claire?
What the fuck is wrong with the world? Mama?
Claire hates getting put on the spot.
I do.
And the spit.
And the spit. Oh, we're children.
Okay.
Is this going to be annoying for people, do you think?
Oh, the butt stinks baby bib. You should all go grab one.
That's fine. Looks good.
From mumanddadshow.com. I like it.
And?
Yes?
You can actually wash it and not freak out about it shrinking or changing.
Is that right?
Yes. Quality.
Beautiful. Made out of 100% something.
Littlefoot's cotton.
Ooh. Oh. Poor thing.
No, like the fur little, that he sheds.
The poor little guy.
I don't mean we skin Littlefoot.
We don't skin little man. I mean, it's little made out of Littlefoot's hide.
Oh, no.
How are you, dear? How are you going?
Oh, I'm hiding the bib.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I'm good, thanks, Don. I'm caffeinating.
I'm a bit tired.
Yep.
I'm here.
28 weeks pregnant. You're still going.
I'm still alive.
You're drinking coffee. That's going to freak some people out.
Two a day, bitch. That's it.
Yeah.
And caffeine-free cola.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And I tell you what, it's a great time to be alive as someone turns up at our front door. Hang on.
Ooh. I hope it's a package because I'm waiting for something quite
important. It's Josh Bluey Nielsen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's my stripper.
Hey, mate, go and make yourself a coffee. You got a package, I bet. it's a very exciting week because maths started last night.
Did it? I missed it. I love maths.
Yes!
Maths
One
is a great
of
show.
Us.
Now, Gabe, I hate to ruin the magic of television here.
Yeah, we're going to ruin it.
But our podcast episode goes out on Monday. And maths starts. Oh, hang on. No. Yeah, no. It's
maths is on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on last night, Claire.
Last night.
And maths, if you don't know, is Married at First Sight. And it is the only reality TV show and the only like normal TV show we watch that isn't Netflix or Amazon or Disney
Pornhub.
Or all of the other 400 things you have to buy so you can actually find something to watch. Did you know that they fucking cancelled the main dude from Rick and Morty?
I beg your flipping pardon?
Isn't that crazy?
Why?
I think he got done with some domestic violence or something.
Oh, don't you hate it?
How hectic was the domestic violence? Because it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, well, they're continuing the show.
Well, that's crazy. So he voices like so many people in the show and is the creative force behind it, but they're going to continue the Rick and Morty show without him.
Oh.
So that just means that Justin Roiland dropped from Rick and Morty after domestic abuse charges. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what exactly he did. The Guardian's going to tell
smug.
Us. He does look, but you know, he's got a lot of different. He pleaded not guilty and is waiting trial.
He may not be.
Yeah. False imprisonment by menace, fraud, violence, or deceit. I don't fucking know.
Is it his wife or someone he was dating?
It's an unidentified woman.
Yeah.
That she was living with. But that's going to be crazy if they.
Wow.
It's going to be hard. Big. It's going to be interesting to watch, isn't it?
Well, how can you just. Didn't they change Apu's voice in The Simpsons?
Yes.
They did.
I just like saying Apu.
Because Hank Azaria, I think, voiced him and people
you
got mad.
You can't have a white person doing it.
Because he was doing an Indian voice.
Oh, that was ridiculous. That's too far.
I know.
Too far. Oh, do you want me to tell you the headline that came up?
Oh, yeah, please.
I just don't want to forget because I know that we'll talk about other things.
Mm-hmm.
But Pamela Anderson makes shocking allegation against co-star Tim Allen.
Yes, Tim Allen flashed his penis.
Allegedly.
At Pamela Anderson. I saw this last night. Tim the Tool Man flipped out his tool at poor Pamela Anderson. Pamela's been flashing her tits for years. Get over it, Pam. She was 21 when he did it too.
Oh, so you should have liked it.
Oh, it's not as bad. It's not as bad as if she was like a kid.
No, that's fair. It depends what, if I reckon, and don't at me. So, did he show his balls or his dick?
I think he just flashed his whole pack.
Oh, damn. Because
it's
good. If he was like mucking around.
Sneaky nuts.
If he did that as a joke on set and he's just like that in real life, I'd sort of be like, okay, he's just being a bit of a dick. And
it's a hard one to go sneaky nut on the old fucking.
What are you looking at? Are you looking at me?
Oh, it looked like you had a bruise on your forehead.
No, you don't.
It just looked like the lighting looked like you
might
had a big
bruise. Might be my
BB
cream.
It was the other side. You don't have one.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was looking at. And you were thinking I was looking at a monster behind you or something.
I thought Bluey was behind me with his balls out. I really did. But yes, that was the headline of the day.
Don't flash your balls at people or your dick. Tim Allen. Jesus Christ.
I'm on Tim's side.
Why?
Just because it's Tim Allen.
Is there anything that you is there one celebrity that you wouldn't be mad if they flashed their balls or their dick at you?
Dana White. He can do whatever he wants in a non-weird way. He can slap me.
Some people call me a celebrity.
You are a celebrity.
So what if I did it?
What, flashed your nuts? Mm. I don't care. Wait, to me or someone
to
else?
To you.
Oh, I don't care. Ooh, that's
yes,
fine.
Yes, they're very nice.
I wish we kept Littlefoot's balls on him, on not in him. A jar.
Yeah, I don't like the whole, I think they shouldn't de-sex female dogs.
Mm. Just for being a woman.
Just for being a woman.
You got to be a coffee on your mush. Ah,
fuck this mustache off. I had to, because my fucking Raptor broke down the other day.
Thank you, Ford. It's been great.
Yeah, I had to cut my hair cut short and I didn't get my beard.
That was the day I spewed in the sink.
That was the day you spewed in the sink. Dixon's had her first spew. It's all happened. And I did, what about you? I cleaned out the sink. There's chunks all around the side. I was like, what are you talking about, Claire? You absolute goose.
Listen.
What?
Mate.
Yep.
I was sick.
How's the people that are at the bloody... at the don't look at me like that. How's the people at the shops screaming at their child? Yes, tell the dudes.
Got goss for you.
Goss it out.
So we went to go get coffee before and I ducked into Woolies. I had to get my mum a birthday present bag. Mm-hmm. Not a present from Woolies. And saw these two cute little girls. One was probably two and one was... I'm not good at what the other one was. She was little. She was crawling around being all cute. Mummy and daddy are in there getting all their shit. They looked so normal.
Mm.
Super normal.
Mm.
And then, as I'm leaving, they're leaving, and I see them getting into their four-wheel drive and packing all the stuff away and the kids, and it's busy, it's hectic.
Mm.
And then I just hear this voice, and it's the dad. Get in your fucking car seat now. And he's going off, and I'm like, and I've turned. These kids are little, like they're little babies. You know what they were doing? The girls were playing with each other in the back seat with their dollies and wouldn't put their feet like through the thing for the car seat. And he's blowing up a deluxe. And I was like, listen, I know that we're going to crack it at our kid eventually.
Yeah.
And that's
I've
normal.
Been doing
I'm
it
not
now.
Shaming that.
I've
I get
been
that
screaming
that's,
at him every
You have
night.
Not. I know that that's normal. But I just thought, how inappropriate. Like, they're really little baby girls playing in the back seat. And I don't think it looked like this fella had much on for the day.
Mm.
He's got his piss in the back.
He's wearing a mad Huey's t-shirt.
Yeah,
he so he's
like,
a mad dog.
He's like a wanker. And he I was did. Like... What are you doing, mate? Like, he's trying to scare these two little girls. And I was like, I bet he was the type of prick that when he found out he was having two girls, he was like...
He would have been filthy, yeah.
And then the missus joins in. She's like, get in your fucking seat. We've had a gut full of you today.
Can you not do your bedroom voice on the podcast?
But yeah, that was this morning. And that was... So it's nearly 11 a.m. now. So it was...
That was like 25 minutes ago.
Yes.
Can you imagine speaking
early.
To your kids like that?
It's pretty red
Not even
hot.
Yelling. Not even
it
yelling.
Was, it was scarier than yelling because it was very like, and then the littlest one starts crying. Aww. She was obviously feeling threatened and I was just like, I know you crack it at your kids and kids can be little shits. Yeah. I know that to parents watching and it'll happen to us, but I just thought it was a bit too far for what the situation was.
Yeah.
It was fucked.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my goss.
Yeah. No, I when you told me,
made
I was
me
like,
sad.
Oh, come on, mate. That's
especially
because
it was the
you
little,
don't do that to little
so
babies.
They were so little. And I was just like, what are you looking at now?
Beard hair in my coffee.
You need a trim.
Probably. I'm going to, Claire.
Oh,
Christ. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Sorry. All right. Because we're all friends here, I'm just lowering my maternity undies because they're hurting my tummy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop.
No, there was a coffee. There was a little beard pube in my coffee. I think it came off my mustache, though. I do need to trim it. Yeah, so that was a bit of a bad way to start the morning.
Bad taste in the mouth, I say.
Yeah, I don't know why people have kids and then get so angry at them. Why do you have kids and then have more kids and then get, you know, so super flustered that you can't deal with it?
It's unbelievable.
Don't have as many kids.
Why do you keep having so many?
Stop breeding.
If you don't like your husband or you don't like your wife and they keep pumping them out.
You don't have to have five kids. You don't have to have three kids. You can just have one or none.
Oh, yes, you can also have none and adopt Kizzy at Dog Rescue Newcastle. Someone adopt this beautiful fucking dog. I had a gutful.
As much as I love Kizzy, you should also consider adopting a pair of Claire's peachy socks. They're great for yoga.
Don't put my my bread when I'm talking about the dog.
They're great. They're grip socks, and basically they hold on to absolutely everything. They're great for yoga. They're great for Pilates or bar. I still don't know what that is, but apparently it's good for it. And if you're pregnant, they're great to wear around the house so you don't slip and slide. Or if you've got an elderly person, you can also gift them to them. Head over to peachybyrose.com and grab yours today.
Thanks for supporting it.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, good ad read. We do have a beautiful segment every week called Putridly Anxious.
It's catching on.
You know what made
me... It's in my DMs. Your wife's in my DMs.
Your wife's putridly anxious in my DMs. You know what made me putridly anxious this week?
What, darling?
Getting the fucking mowing done yesterday. So I've had a crook back. Ever since I did that training video with Lee Priest, oh my God.
Shout out to Lee Priest, the nicest man alive.
He's a very nice guy. Weird stories. Crazy man. I do love Lee, but geez.
I love his dogs too.
He's got beautiful dogs. He's got some crazy fucking stories.
Yes, he does.
And yeah, we were doing some leg press stuff and doing not that heavy, but I just struggle with the leg press. And so I had my back in a bit of an unfortunate position and fuck, I've been fucked all week. Anyway, so... when I get an idea in my mind of what I want to do for the day, or particularly when it comes to getting...
Gabe,
like,
and I know this.
When I have to get like the mowing done.
Yeah.
Because I treat it as like cardio. I run up the hill and stuff. Like yesterday I burnt 700 calories mowing the lawn.
I do love that you're into mowing the lawn because the house always looks really nice afterwards.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. I miss helping though.
Yeah, Claire used to mow the front.
Yeah, I like to do that just to flex my dominance to the neighbourhood.
Flex your big donger.
Yeah.
Flex that dong out. And it was getting to about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I started to panic because I hadn't started yet.
And it's near dinner time.
And it's near dinner time. And you know us, we have to eat at 6
otherwise p.m., bitch.
I turn into a pumpkin. But yeah, that was my putridly. I started to freak over nothing. I was just
I know
like,
you were getting, yeah.
I've really got to get that done. I've really got to get this done. And you were like, no. Look after, saying all these crazy things like, look after your back. Stop pushing yourself and doing this now. Let your back recover, you idiot.
Women.
All these ridiculous
what
things like
bitch,
that.
What a bitch, right?
You've got to understand that I have to get the...
And then I got you the wrong beer out of the fridge.
Oh.
What a mole I am.
So then I had to belter.
So then I got a flogging.
That's what that bruise is.
That's what that bruise is.
That's a joke, by the way.
That's a big... That's a knob knock.
A knob knock? What's a knob knock?
When you're angry with an erection.
Oh, the old knob knocker. Doesn't your dad listen to this show?
He knows I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus. But I remember what made you putridly anxious this week.
Oh, no.
You started to panic a little bit in the boudoir, in bed the other night, because I told you that most of the fish and chip shops...
Oh, no! I've forgotten about this!
Most of the fish and chip shops in Australia use shark as the fish that they put in the fish and chips. Flake. Flake is shark.
You son of a bitch.
It's a particular type of gummy shark. And Claire said, no, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true at all. And I looked it up, and it's very, very true. I think Gabe's going to look it up now. Use shark. Do fish and chip shops use shark? Okay. Endangered shark sold as flake in South Australia. Endangered shark meat being sold as fish and chips in South Australia. That only happened yesterday, but this was long before that.
That makes me so sad.
What about that one there? Good food. Many fish and chip shops have been selling gummy shark of flake or flake fish. Fake fish.
Fleshlight.
Spotlighting the need for to label food correctly. Yeah, so that is actually what you're... A lot of the time you're eating when you get things like fish and chips from the fish show, or maybe you go to a bistro somewhere.
Gran would be eating.
Oh, she'd love a bit of shark.
I don't know why
she's
it really
finally getting them back.
Me. I don't know why. I don't know. Ooh, that's my water bottle. I don't know.
I don't know. I think they eat us. We may as well eat them. But also, we're talking about gummy sharks. We're not talking about great whites. These gummy sharks are quite... There's a lot of them.
But you hear shark. I'm sick of that argument. Oh, there's a lot of them. Let's kill them all. Like with the kangaroos.
Yeah, but if you don't kill some of them, then they eat too much. This is... I don't know if this is true for gummy sharks, but for kangaroos, if they eat too much food, they eat all of the food. Then
I'll have
no,
them.
Then there's no food left for the joeys, and the joeys starve
I'll
to death.
I'll have the joeys too.
It does.
Well,
it is
it?
A shark.
It looks so much like a shark.
It's definitely a
I
shark.
I don't know why. Like, I know it's the vegans watching this, if there are any. I doubt Jesus. There are. But the vegos, shout out to you. I'm vegetarian in my heart, just not on my plate. But looking at that, I'm like, oh. But then you look at a fish. You look at anything you eat and it's fucked, really.
Your ass. My ass. I gotta bring up. Oh. I gotta bring up this because it is hilarious. So if you're in Australia, particularly if you're in New South Wales, you know maybe who I'm talking about. But I'll start off with that's who the story's about. But I'll start off with where we were. We were interviewing Alexander Volkanovsky and Islam Makhachev, two UFC fighters, if you're into the UFC.
Close friends of the channel.
Close friends of the channel. I've interviewed Volk a couple of times and
he's
do
a legend.
And I do stuff with the UFC for every card that comes out. Excuse me. And so we went down to Sydney, went down to the middle of Sydney. It was pissing down rain, walking around, and two great interviews. And then,
wait, what story are you telling?
Oh, you know where I'm going.
Oh, Isaac! Yes.
You know where I'm going with
this. I'm sweating.
I have to tell this story.
Will I get in trouble?
No,
it's
hilarious.
I didn't do anything illegal. I was just a bit
It was
a dick.
Very funny. So we interview Volkanovsky, which is cool. He's a lovely, lovely
our
guy.
Hero.
And I'll have to tell this story on Cancel Me Now as well because it's very, very funny. So we're interviewing Volk. Awesome. Great to see him. Lovely guy. Claire's sitting over in the on her chair over on the side of the room with Volk's wife and some people from the UFC.
She's beautiful. Go on.
And then we wrap up the interview, and then all of a sudden there's a bit of a commotion. About 10 people walk in. Yeah. And one of them comes over and introduces himself to me. His name is Chris Minns, the opposition
leader. If you don't know who it is, don't worry. I didn't know either.
It doesn't really matter unless he wins the election. He's the opposition leader of the Labor government here in New South Wales. So,
and he was very friendly.
Currently he's not in power, but there is a election coming up. He was a very nice guy.
Really nice.
Anyway, his big thing was he wanted to get more UFC events in Sydney. So that's why he was there.
Amen.
So we talk. I have a chat to him and I catch him on the way out. We talk about some other things and we're just sort of sitting there shooting the breeze. And Claire's talking to some of the other ministers that are there and all that type of stuff. We're having a good chat. We were.
I know. It's just so ridiculous.
Doesn't it sound like a crazy, ridiculous thing to say? Claire was just chatting to some ministers.
I always vote wrong and I'm talking to these priests.
Where do I put the stamp? Put me all those stamps.
Why do I always fuck up me ballot?
There's too many things on the ballot. I get
ballot
it.
Or ballot?
Definitely
ballot.
Not valid.
It's not valid. See, I shouldn't be voting.
This woman votes.
Yeah. Continue.
Now.
I text this story to my brothers too.
So, in typical Claire fashion, she says something hilarious. And I didn't even hear it until she told me afterwards. I thought it was great. But halfway through our conversation with myself and Chris Minns, I'm talking about UFC stuff and stuff in
important
New South Wales,
things.
Important things. He just goes, all right, we better get going. And I was like, all right, see you, mate.
He was going to go anyway. He was busy.
He was. He had somewhere to be. But
that's right.
He definitely jumped in the car a little bit quicker. Dad, why are you sweating? It's hilarious. You're never going to see this dude again. Don't worry about it. So in New South Wales, just a couple of weeks ago, our state premier, Dominic Perrottet, who has like 10 kids, good on him, dickhead, he a story came out about him wearing a Nazi costume.
Stole it from Prince Harry.
Stole it from Prince Harry.
That's not my joke. My friend Morgan said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very funny. shout out to Morgan.
He was wearing, at his 21st birthday party, he was wearing a Nazi outfit. And
he
apparently
probably got it off his dad.
Probably got it. Adolf.
No!
So he was wearing it. So he's a liberal wearing a Nazi outfit. Someone finds this at his 21st and they're going to use this story to try and bury him at the next election.
It's like a gimp suit.
So he decides to jump ahead of the story and starts to. He just has a.
He should have owned it.
He did. He had a random press conference.
No, I know, but I mean, he should have really owned it.
Oh, like, yeah, baby.
It was a joke.
Like
fuck
Kanye
off.
Style.
Yeah, he should have really owned it, I think.
I did not see this coming. So he says, as his press conference, apologizes at the press conference. This story might come out. He says, I don't know if there's any photos. There are definitely photos. Otherwise, why would they bring this up? Yeah. Anyway, so the opposition leader who's going up against this guy is talking to us.
Chris Minion,
old Min Dog. And the Min Lights, we call him here at this house. And Claire says to him, just seemingly out of the blue, you're not going to wear any Nazi costumes, are you?
I didn't say
did you,
that.
What did you say?
No, I said to him, so how's all the election stuff going? And he goes, yep, really good, yep, all this shit. And I just said, and I went I don't know why I did. I was just trying to be funny and nice. And I said, you haven't been putting on any costumes, have you? And I looked at him and he went, and I went, what about that? And I said, who wears a Nazi costume and then gets into politics? And he goes, and he just says, he just shuts down.
He didn't
down.
Say a thing.
It was like a video game and like it just went.
All the colour went out of his face.
Everything. And I was like, I'm clearly, and then I kept going. Cause you know when you're nervous.
When, when you've dug a hole, you might as well keep digging.
I was like, fuck it, I'm drowning.
You've learned that from the best.
I'll keep going.
Me.
And I was like, yeah, fucking hell, we're wearing a Nazi shit, eh? That's a bit, yeah, go
hey,
on.
Fucking not bad.
Oh, anyway, I'm pregnant. Yeah, so I'm just talking shit. He's like, yeah, anyway, well, we've got to go. And then they left and I was just like, well.
And you come and told me and it was hilarious.
I think I may have startled him.
Ah, fuck him.
Not just with my beauty, but with my.
Girth.
Girth.
It was very, very funny to bring that up to some dude who's running for state parliament.
I was just trying to, like, he's just a normal dude wearing R.M. Williams.
If he was a normal dude, he would have laughed at that.
That's what I mean. I was sussing out whether to vote for him. Because if I can have a laugh with you, I'll vote for you.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
But I think that he was worried that someone would have overheard it or you were recording or something like that. I don't know.
You'd think because he's opposition, he'd lap it up.
That's what right? I thought. I was sort of trying to bond with him.
They're the cunts that brought it out.
Yeah,
you mentioned it, dickhead. I'm just trying to flirt.
Hey on yourself.
I'm trying to flirt with Chris Minion.
Flirt with you.
I towered over him too.
Short fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only little. He's only a little boy.
Guys in politics are always fugly. They talk about women being fugly all the time. Get fucked. The blokes are shit too.
There's no hot politicians.
Remember, whenever there's like a woman and they're like, oh, this one's dressing like this and this one's this. The blokes are pretty fucking shit too.
There was a politician who actually had a crack at Friendly Geordies and she wore a plastic bag into Parliament once.
I hope she suffocates. Stupid bitch. Are you talking about Pauline Hanson?
No.
Oh, that's a funny joke.
That's called a burker, Claire.
That's a burker.
That's a burker, babe.
Babe, that's a burger.
Claire also said that to Chris Minion. She said, hey, you're not going to wear any burkers in the Parliament, are you? No burgers.
Well, when we were there, I was sussing out what he was wearing. And he had these like $600 R.M. Williams boots on. So I think he's doing quite well for himself, whether he wins or
loses.
He's
a man of the people.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wear R.M. Williams boots.
Fuck me.
Didn't your dad buy R.M. Williams boots?
Yes, and he wore them once for the wedding.
That's good. He's got too much cash, that bloke.
Oh,
too
buying
much.
Umbrellas.
Buying brollies.
Is it this chick?
Yeah, that's her. Nicole Flint. And then she said that Friendly Geordies was bullying her.
Oh.
Pussy.
Listen, bitch, I was told when I was bullied that it's character building, so build some character like I did.
We talked a lot about schoolyard bullying yesterday. Just
I don't know
in
if
the
we
car.
Have time for it for this episode, though.
It's such a rant. We can save it for the next one.
Oh, I didn't do my putridly anxious. Or do you reckon it was the fish story?
I just sort of threw that in there. Do you have another putridly anxious story?
No, I was going to say I think it was the shark thing. And I was also nervous about going to Sydney because Sydney smells.
Oh, I hate Sydney.
I don't like Sydney at all.
Ugh. God, if you live in Sydney, get out.
Oh.
Makes me sick and ill.
Unless you're in the fancy bits.
Yeah.
But even then.
Even then. It was in Newcastle, mate. That's where it's at.
Or Melbourne.
Ooh, Melbourne. Mm. Anything else, Dickie? Mm-mm. All right, we've got a Cancer Now podcast coming up after this, so we better get stuck into that. So we
can go on back to me hole.
Get on with our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Mum and Dad Show today. I really appreciate it. Dixon, go and follow her at Little Dixon Claire. Lil, Dixon Claire. And if you want to follow me, sniff
you
me out.
You already do.
Sniff me out. Ladies and gentlemen, Claire, wrap it up for us. Go and leave us a review on fucking Spotify, you hot dogs.
Please have a look at my socks and buy them if you like them.
Please look at my socks. Please buy Claire's dirty socks
Peachy
and dirty
photos.
Undies.
Check it out on Instagram.
You should sell your dirty undies. We'll work on
it. I have thought about it. Uh-huh. I need to stop getting skitties first.
I just want them out of me fucking house. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Bye.